This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Lebanon held an important by-election yesterday to replace two members of parliament who were murdered in the past year. It turned out to be an important victory for the opposition. Both of the victims were strong supporters of the government, but the winner in one of the two of those by-elections is from the opposition camp. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
One of the two by-elections yesterday was easily won by a pro-government candidate who campaigned in a Sunni Muslim neighborhood of Beirut. Most of the attention was focused on the other vote in the Metin, part of the Christian heartland of Mount Lebanon. At Sunday Mass in the Our Lady Catholic Church in the village of Bois de Boulogne, parishioners like Walid Karaki recognized that this election was about much more than just one parliamentary seat.
That's what was going to decide. This election will decide pretty much who speaks for the Christians.
Many Lebanese saw yesterday's vote as a test of who might become Lebanon's next president when the current head of state's term ends in November. In Lebanon's complex power-sharing system, the post of president is reserved for the Maronite Christians. But the campaign for the Metin by-election exposed deep divisions within the Christian community. At polling stations in Christian neighborhoods yesterday, activists from rival factions faced off, honking car horns, waving flags, and trying to drown each other out by blaring political anthems from PA systems placed side by side. Former Lebanese president Amin Gemayel was the pro-government candidate running to fill the parliamentary seat of his son Pierre, who was gunned down in Beirut last November. Gemayel and his supporters blamed neighboring Syria for the killing. They called their opponents traitors.
No, we are the only Lebanese here. Yeah. The others are or Syrians or Iranians.
Gemayel's opponent was a political newcomer named Kamil Houri from the party of former Lebanese army commander General Michel Aoun. Aoun wants to be president, and supporters like Bernard Sfer say he will be.
And we won't allow anybody to come for presidency. Only one person, and that is General Michel Aoun, the one who represents really the Christian people and the one who is open towards other ethnic groups in Lebanon.
Aoun was once seen as the country's most popular Christian leader and a staunch critic of Syria. But 2 years ago, he joined forces with the Shiite movement Hezbollah, which is a close ally of Syria and Iran. Together, Aoun and Hezbollah have led a 9-month street protest demanding the resignation of Lebanon's pro-Western government. The sit-in has paralyzed the government and polarized society. Late last night, thousands of Lebanese soldiers patrolled the streets, setting up barricades to separate Gemayel and Aoun's hot-headed supporters. Scattered incidents of violence were reported as each candidate accused the other of cheating. Shortly after midnight, Lebanon's interior minister announced the results. Aoun's candidate won, but by less than 500 votes.
What it really tells us is that the Maronite vote and the Christian vote is quite split.
Rami Houri is a columnist for the Daily Star. He says Aoun's narrow victory is not likely to end the long power struggle between Lebanon's pro- and anti-government politicians.
It's a stalemate. Nobody's going to defeat the other side politically. They don't want to engage militarily. That's pretty clear. So the system is frozen, and the country is in serious danger if this goes on for a long period of time.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.